Hello and welcome to Listen with Nat Nissen. Now, tonight we're talking about our mind and the importance of focus, mindfulness, being present. Now, if you've ever driven anywhere and got there and thought, how did I get here? I don't remember that drive. Or you've been sitting on the couch and watching TV and someone said to you, oh, what did you think of that? And you said to them, oh, I wasn't listening. What did they say? And someone would say, oh, I thought you were watching the program. Or you read a report and you got to the end of it and thought, I only grasped half of that. I didn't read the whole thing properly. This is something that many of us have not been trained on, which is being focused and present and mindful. So when a lot of people talk about mindfulness, it's not purely about being peaceful and calm and all of those wonderful things, which of course it is. It's also about the skill of absolutely being focused and present on what you're doing in the moment. Now, this is a skill that can be taught. You can learn this. You can develop this. You can become a master at this. Just as if you practice anything enough, you can become a master at it. This is such an important skill, though, because a number of things happen here. One, we enable our mind to switch off to the chatter. So when we're really focused, really attentive, really present with what we're doing, our mind is away from the constant chatter, away from the thoughts and the feelings that we're generally bringing up all the time. So it gives our mind a nice break from that. It gives our body a nice break from the feelings that go along with a lot of that chatter. It's also important because it teaches us how to really be present and focused. Now, that is a really important skill. It's an essential skill for us to be able to be at peak performance, for us to be functioning at an optimal level. Now, the first way in which I'd encourage you to learn this and to practice this is to read a paragraph of a book. Get to the end of the paragraph and make a decision as to whether you've really absorbed everything that paragraph was explaining to you. Make it a paragraph, something you're going to enjoy. When you're training yourself, make sure it's something that's enjoyable for you. So you're reading a paragraph, and perhaps after the first two lines, you sort of lose track and your imagination runs away. You start thinking about the day's events or things that you're concerned about, and you lose track. You might be seeing the words on the page, but you're not really taking in the message. So if you get to the end of the paragraph and that's what's happened, you go back and you read the paragraph again, and you continue reading it again until you have read the paragraph to such an extent that you have completely understood and absorbed the entire message. This is a training of your mind to be focused, to be present with what you're doing, to be attentive, to absorb the information in front of it. It's incredibly useful. A lot of people will get to 10 and they'll finally get that paragraph. That's okay, because over time you're training your brain to be focused on the task at hand, which is so incredibly important, because when we've got things that we need to do and we've got other stresses in our life, it's really, really crucial to be able to have this skill so that we can focus on the things we need to focus on, so we can get things done at an optimal level with peak performance. We can still be functioning at a really high level and focus, even when there's other stuff going on in our lives, which of course there always is. So it's really, really important that we understand that we can train our minds to be more focused. Now, a lot of people will put themselves down and say, oh, you know, I've always had trouble with learning, always had attention issues, and they may have been told this all their life, and some of that may be true. There's enormous amounts of help for anyone with any difficulties now. What also may be true is that you just haven't trained your mind to focus. I remember being at school and halfway through the lessons, my imagination would take me away. And the teacher might say, okay, well, that's it for the lesson and we've been through your homework and I want it on my desk tomorrow. And I would think, well, okay, I need to recheck that now because my imagination ran away with me and I wasn't focused on the whole lesson and what the teacher was just saying. So this is a skill that can be taught, that can be mastered. We all do it. We all drift off and use our imagination. And our imagination can be used for amazing, positive things, for creation. That's what it is used for. You might be using your imagination at the moment to continue your anxiety, continue your worries, to continue your fears, to continue your made-up thoughts about what-ifs that are very negative, instead of focusing your imagination on what-ifs that are incredibly positive. So this is also great for training the mind in knowing that you can ask your mind at any time to do what you want it to do. You can be focused on a report. You can get that done. You can be performing, knowing that you've got other stuff in your life that you need to deal with. Then you can go and focus on that, on the solutions that you need to solve your problems. And then you can develop your imagination so that it's used in a really positive, creative way for you. So this is the first step of learning this skill. And that first step is reading the paragraph. And then once you've read that paragraph and you've understood that paragraph, you've absorbed it, read the next one. So that eventually you're reading pages and you're so completely focused in those pages that you are absorbing and able to recall everything those pages have explained to you. It's an incredibly useful skill. You can be in a meeting and you can stay focused because you've trained your mind to do that. You can read an important report and stay focused. Now, this is not about saying, great, I can work for 6 hours straight and I don't need a break. That's just silly. It's also about knowing that this is how I need to help my body. This is what I need to give my mind for nourishment. I know that after an hour and a half, I need a break. I need to stand up. I need to move. I need to nourish myself. This is not about saying, I'll train my mind so that I can just work constantly. This is not about that. We are not about the hustle. We are about effectiveness, productivity, and creativity. And to be able to do that, one of the greatest skills that will help you is learning how to focus your mind. So enjoy that. Enjoy reading the paragraphs. Play with it. Be curious with it. Don't be hard on yourself. Don't judge yourself. This is just a new learning, a new training. So enjoy reading the paragraphs. Have a laugh if you get through half of it and you think, wow, I was really unfocused then. Do it again. Like riding a bike. You didn't get on a bike and know how to ride straight away. You didn't get in a car and automatically know how to drive. It took time. But now you can probably get in a car and not even have to think about it. So enjoy this, be curious with it, play with it, enjoy reading the paragraphs, enjoy getting better, enjoying knowing that, gee, last week I had to read 10 and this week I'm only reading 8 or 5. It's such a feeling of accomplishment when we train for something and we can see ourselves getting better. So give this a go. I'd love to hear from you how you're going with it. If you have heard that noise in the background, as usual, that's my dog snoring. I find it relaxing. I hope you do too. So thank you for listening, and I will look forward to speaking with you soon. Bye for now.